used to like to play basketball. For a while, I would play pickup games, but after a few years, there reached a point in my life where I just would take my ball, go down to a court by myself. I'd look for an empty court, no one else is playing, and there I would shoot hoops. I would shoot from the top of the key, I'd shoot from the free throw line, I'd shoot from the corner. Sometimes I'd drive in and do a layup. That's what I would do, just move around the court shooting hoops. Now, if you watched me, it would look like I was practicing for a game, but I wasn't. I had by that time decided I don't feel like playing any pickup games anymore. And so what was I doing? Why was I shooting? Was the point of my practice, of my time there on the court, to put the ball in the hoop? It looked like it. That's what I was trying to do. Every time I shot, I was trying to put the ball in the hoop. Except if that was the point, if the whole point was getting the ball in the hoop, I would simply have stood directly beneath the basket and just doink, doink, doink. But that wasn't the point. And since I wasn't practicing for a game, I wasn't trying to get good so I could win some future game, what was I doing? What was the point of shooting if the point wasn't to put the ball in the basket? Well, the basket was simply an excuse, a point of focus. In other words, in order to shoot a basket, to make it go through the hoop successfully, I had to focus. And the further I was away, or the more I was moving around while I shot, the more focus that was required. The point really wasn't the basket, it was the focus. The basket, scoring a basket, was just an excuse. And I think of this for writers, because there is a tendency for writers in particular, but I think maybe all people, to focus on results. In other words, the basket, the ball going through the basket was a result. That's the result I wanted. But really what I wanted was a reason to focus, a reason to be present, a reason to be completely present with myself. And as a writer, I know how you can get mesmerized by results, by finishing a chapter, by finishing a book, of course, and then of course, by publishing a book, the big result. And then, oh, there's other results too. There's winning awards, there's selling a lot of copies, results, results, results. And it can get distracting and it can make you lose track of what you're actually doing as you sit down to write. Really, not just as you sit down to write, but as you live, because writing has taught me about living in a way almost nothing else has. Because in order to get some result, publication, sales, whatever, I have to be present in the moment of the writing. I have to be present with the process, the focus of writing, each sentence, each word. That's what it's about. The finishing of the book is really a kind of excuse to just focus in the way I have to in order to finish that book, in order to write. It requires my complete attention. It requires me being present. It requires me asking, what are you interested in? It requires me saying, is that what I want? And going, no, it's not what I want. I want something better. That's being focused. That's being present. That's the process of writing. And that's where the pleasure is. But if I start believing the real point to all this is some result, then all I'm doing, all the work I'm doing, all the focusing, all the thinking, all the questioning, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter until I get that result, until I know what the result is. And that is no way to live. All of life is a process. And the results are simply natural consequences of our focus. The point actually isn't to put the ball in the hoop. It's to enjoy playing. It's the focus required to get it in the hoop. And so the point of writing is not to get some result. It is the pleasure of focusing in order to get that result at some point. And if you focus in the right way, in that creative way, in that present mind way, the result will have to come. It'll simply be the next thing that happens. Just like if you have the ball in your hand, and if you give it the correct trajectory and the right amount of energy and force behind it, it has to go into the basket. It's physics. Same is really true of the work we do. If we focus in a certain way, it's bound to happen. Not bound, it's simply going to happen, whether it's finishing the book or selling it. It's not random. So pay attention to the thing you're doing. It's the experience, not the result. It's the experience, not the result, because a result is simply another experience in the end. It's just one more experience you're going to have, and then the next one, and then the next one, and the next one. Start caring about the experience of writing, because the readers will be having the experience of reading. That's what they're reading it for, not just to get to the end. Not just to get to the end, the finish of the book, I guess the result. No, they want the experience of reading it, just like you want the experience of writing it, just like you want the experience of living this. Yes, you do. But I know it's hard. I know it's hard not to get fixated on those results. Believe me. Oh, I have been. So maybe that's the hard part for you. Maybe it's something else. As always, I want to hear. I want to hear what the hard part for you is. And if you like this podcast, subscribe, hit subscribe. And if you like it, say so. I want to hear from you. So, till next week, this is Bill Knauer. Stay fearless.